You can tell Andy to suck a dick. I don't care about Andy. You let Andy know I said that, too.
Ooh.
What, are you having a heart attack? What's going on?
No, I don't go to the go-cup places, and I don't go out for coffee. And I don't throw the go-cups out the window, because I don't have any.
You don't have any windows?
I'm a diabetic, and I drink water. I don't have a cup. Bottled water is what I do.
Well, you can't throw the bottles out the window.
I don't throw the bottles, no. I don't go to the go-cup places, and I don't go out for coffee. And I don't throw the go-cups out the window, because I don't have any.
You don't have any windows?
Do you know who lives next to me? Andy Anderson.
Oh, shit.
He just retired as the deputy chief of police for the city of Phoenix. I'm going to give him this phone number and ask. I think you have ADD.
No, I don't drink coffee. I don't even have a cup. I drink bottled water, so you need to back your facts up. I'm a diabetic, need to watch my sugar count. Coffee's not a beverage I drink when I'm driving about. I never drop litter in my whole damn life. If you see me sat in Starbucks, I'm content to use the Wi-Fi. I didn't see no secret camera hidden in the cacti. Andy Anderson is gonna fuck you up, wise guy. I don't drink coffee, it's not my drink of choice. I order spring water when I'm drinking with the boys. Caffeine is mean to me, there's nothing to enjoy.
Will you say your name again? Roy?
I'm recording this call on my answering machine. I assure you that it's working, though you didn't hear a beep. I'm gonna take this tape and fucking march it down the street. Knock on Andy's door and get a hear by the chief of Phoenix, please.
No, I don't go to the go-cup places, and I don't go out for coffee. And I don't throw the go-cups out the window, because I don't have any.
You don't have any windows?
I'm a diabetic, and I drink water. I don't have a cup. Bottled water is what I do.
Well, you can't throw the bottles out the window.
I don't throw the bottle, no. I don't go to the go-cup places, and I don't go out for coffee. And I don't throw the go-cups out the window, because I don't have any.
You don't have any windows?
No, I don't go to the go-cup places, and I don't go out for coffee. And I don't throw the go-cups out the window, because I don't have any.
You don't have any windows?
I'm a diabetic, and I drink water. I don't have a cup. Bottled water is what I do.
Well, you can't throw the bottles out the window.
I don't throw the bottles, no. I don't go to the go-cup places, and I don't go out for coffee. And I don't throw the go-cups out the window, because I don't have any.
You don't have any windows?
Do you know who lives next to me? Andy Anderson.
Oh, shit.
He just retired as the deputy chief of police for the city of Phoenix. I'm going to give him this phone number and ask. I think you have ADD.
I bet you're the most annoying neighbor ever. Like, every little thing that happens to you. I'm going to get the deputy. He lives next door to me. We're good friends.
Whoa.
No, I don't go to the local places.
I'm a diabetic and I drink water.
Fuck yeah!
We've got our cacti on you. That's our new slogan. Hello, everyone. You're listening to the Snowplow Show. I am your host, Roy, and today is going to be the best show of 2015. The sponsor of the best show of the year is Tony from Arizona. Thanks, Tony, for being a continued sponsor of the show, especially for this show, which is going to be the best show of the year. That amazing song that you heard at the beginning of the show was a song that was sent to me by a guy named Reefer Badness, and he sent that to me a few days after that episode aired, and it's a pretty amazing song, much better than my crappy thing I did. So thank you very much for that, Reefer Badness. If anyone wants to download that song for free, you can go to soundcloud.com/reeferbadness, that's R-E-E-F-E-R, Badness, and you can download that song free of charge, and you can listen to all of his other music that he's put up on there. Hopefully Reefer Badness will make a song out of every single episode of the Snowplow Show from now on. That would be great. Thanks, Reefer Badness, in advance for doing that. Before we get started, I have a retraction. Do they call them retractions on radio? I don't know. If they don't, then I'll have another retraction on the next episode. But I have received numerous complaints about my pronunciation of the word anomalies. Anomalies. Is that how you pronounce it? I kept saying anomalties on the last episode because I was saying the cacti were scanning their bodies for anomalies, and I honestly thought that's how it was pronounced. I pronounce shit wrong all the time. Here, let me go to dictionary.com. Oh, wait, I have to know how to spell anomalies for me to... Is that the one? A deviation from the common rule, type, arrangement, or form. That sounds like cancer. All right, I'm going to click on the sound icon.
Anomaly.
Yeah, anomaly.
Anomaly.
Thank you, dictionary.com.
Anomaly.
And everyone who complained at me for spelling words wrong. I'm a high school dropout, you know, just so everyone knows. I'm a high school dropout, and I don't know how to pronounce simple words like kiosk.
Kiosk.
Oh, maybe I used to say kiosk. See, I don't even know anymore. Am I pronouncing it right now, or am I pronouncing it the way I used to pronounce it? I mispronounced Jiad's name all the time from The Art of Phone Larking, and I did it so much that everyone calls him Jiad now. Sorry about that, Jiad, that I changed your name. Anyway, that's my retraction.
Retraction.
How come some of them are in male voices and some of them are in female voices? That's about all I have, though, as far as announcements go, is my retraction. So let's get on with the show. Here's an email from Matt. It says, "Hey Brad, what you doing? Recently I was at the public library and I decided to do a little investigating to see what I could find left behind by other silly-ass patrons. On the public computers is what he's talking about." And he goes on and on and on and on and tells me which library it is. And says he emailed all these documents. He just went through the hard drive, through the documents folder probably, and found people's things that they write on public library computers, like Word documents and spreadsheets and stuff like that. And he emailed all of these documents to me. And some of the documents seem kind of useless, like here is a weekly timesheet for some city department, I think. For a bus station? I don't know. There's no names or anything on it, though. It's just like a generic form that someone put in the computer for some reason. Here's one that I cannot open. Here's a letter from Jennifer to the Honorable Judge something something. And she's writing a letter to see what she needs to do to clear up her driver's license record with the courts and the DMV.
Fiber you have dialed is not in service.
And it's disconnected. Here's a resume for Anthony. And I just tried it, and it's disconnected too. That is actually the third number I've tried now that's been disconnected. God damn it, Matt, you're just sending me a bunch of disconnected numbers here. And this isn't really old stuff, it's only a month old. He submitted it on April 10th of this year. So it's not my fault.
Hello, this is Dave. Please leave your name, phone number.
That was David. He's trying to get a job at an ice cream place. And I tried him the other day. He didn't answer either. I've tried all of these and I didn't get any answers, but those were done earlier in the day. And right now, as I'm calling these, it's kind of early in the evening over there. So hopefully we'll get some more people to pick up. Here's a girl named Kimberly, who used to work in an animal hospital, but now she doesn't. So now she's updating her resume, I guess.
Hello?
Hello, Kimberly?
Uh-huh.
Hey, this is Roy from the public library.
Yes?
And it looks like you used our computers here a while back, and you gave us malware.
I gave you what?
Malware. You must have put a flash drive in. You gave us a bunch of viruses.
No, I never put a flash drive in.
Well, whatever you did, were you just coding the virus by hand?
No.
Okay, well, we definitely have a virus, and it came from your computer that you were using.
I haven't been in there in months.
I know. It happened back then. We just now traced it back. So we're going to have to charge you for the virus removal.
What?
The virus removal. We called Geek Squad, and Geek Squad is going to charge us $300 to get rid of this virus, and it's all your fault. They traced it back to you.
I'm going to fight that.
How are you going to fight it?
Because I didn't bring in a flash card or a flash drive or anything.
Whatever you did.
I don't know how you could prove it.
You were in here typing a resume. In fact, I have the resume right here. You worked at Carpet. It has all your stuff here. You left this behind by accident, I think. And that's how we figured out it was you that did the virus.
No, it wasn't.
It's filled with viruses, this file. This resume file.
I don't know why, but it wasn't me.
Well, it definitely was you. You owe us $300 now.
Maybe someone opened mine by accident.
No, it was you, because we have it on security cameras. We saw you put the virus in there.
Then I want to see the camera.
We don't let virus writers look at our cameras.
Well, I'm not going to pay a fee until I see the camera and actually see me doing it.
Oh, you know you did it. You're just trying to get out of it now. You thought you could get away with it.
I beg your pardon?
What's this virus supposed to do? Is this part of a botnet or something?
No, I am an adult, and I'm... No.
You think adults don't write viruses?
Excuse me?
You think adults don't write viruses?
No, absolutely not.
I think pretty much only adults write viruses, don't they?
I'm at work right now, so I really can't talk about this.
Oh, where do you work at? Do you still work at the animal hospital? Maybe I'll call them and tell them you're a virus writer.
I do not work there.
Oh, where do you work currently?
So, none of your business. But I will come in person and take care of this.
Well, it's sort of our business because, you know, you're writing viruses and putting them in all our computers. It's infected all the computers here. Nobody can use the network thanks to you.
No, I didn't. And I want to see the tape.
You are a fucking jerk, ma'am, putting viruses on our computer.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you really talking to me like that?
Yes, I'm calling you a fucking jerk, because none of our computers work now.
Where's your manager?
We can't even check out books now.
Where's your manager?
Hey, shut the fuck up.
Where's your manager?
I'm trying to talk here.
No, where's your manager? Let me talk to your manager right now.
No, the manager's pissed right now. He's trying to get the computers working that you broke.
Let me talk to him.
No, he's too busy trying to fix the broken computers.
No, I haven't been in there in forever, so we'll talk about this at another time.
Can you just please tell us how to remove the virus, and we'll forget about this whole thing?
Goodbye.
And she's gone. I'm pretty sure she was lying. She's clearly a hacker. Next, we have a guy named Clarence. He is a laborer and a truck driver, and before that he was a truck driver, and before that he was a truck driver. Before that, he was an independent courier, and his education includes tractor-trailer training.
Hello?
Hello, Clarence?
Yes, who's this?
Is this Clarence?
Who's this?
I'm calling from the library, the public library. This is Roy.
And where?
The public library.
Oh, yes, somebody had called me from there before.
Your phone sounds like shit. I can barely understand you.
Yeah, I know. What's the problem, though?
Oh, you checked out a book, and it's about 90 days past due now. We need you to bring that back. Or are you set? You have set.
I never check out books.
No,
the only thing I ever checked out was DVDs.
No, you checked out several books, and you need to bring those books back.
I never check out books. Well, only thing I checked out from your library was DVDs.
No. We show on our computer right here. You checked out 8 books.
I'm trying to tell you something, man. I've never checked out books.
Why don't you check out books? Why not? Don't you know how to read? Don't you know how to read?
I was up there in the McCall house. They gave me a temporary car.
Yeah.
The only thing I ever went there and got was movies. Now, if somebody from the McCall house came there and talked to somebody and got some books, I don't know anything about that. But I never, ever, ever got a book out of your library.
Oh, no, it's under your name. It's under your library card.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how that happened. I don't know who got a hold of the car from the McCall house or what, but I don't check out books.
The only thing
I ever checked out was DVDs. What kind of books are they?
It sounds like you're trying to scam us out of books.
No, that's very untrue, sir. I am not that type of guy. I have no reason. Anything I borrow from you guys, I made sure I bought back. I'm not a thief for books.
You checked out eight copies. You checked out 8 copies of 50 Shades of Grey.
8 copies?
Yeah.
Of 50 Shades of Grey?
Why'd you need 8 of them for?
You know that don't make sense.
I know.
Who the heck would take 8 copies of 50 Shades of Grey?
Yeah.
That's what I'm telling you.
And then why would you just steal them? Why would you keep them?
This is what you need to do. Go back to your camera. Go back on your camera and find out who checked those books out on that day.
So let's see. 90 days times 10 cents times 8 books.
No. I'm not telling you to do that. I'm telling you to go back on your camera.
You owe us $72, sir.
Sir, I never took out any books. the best advice I could tell you is to go back on your camera. Look on your camera and find out that day and who checked those books out.
I think it was you. You're just trying to stall us or something.
Sir, I'm telling you straight out my mouth, man. I don't know any better way to tell you. I don't read 50 Shades of Grey. That's a chick book. So a woman probably checked it out.
Oh, no. We have
my name. You should find out who it is.
Lots of males check that book out. We have males check it out all the time. Not as much as they used to since you took all the copies. But before you took all the copies of it...
I didn't take any book out of your library.
Now, when are you going to bring them back? Come on, enough of the bullshit. Bring back those books.
How many times are you going to keep telling me the same thing? You're not hearing what I'm telling you.
Oh, I hear you. I just don't believe you.
You know what?
I think you're full of...
I don't believe you either.
You're full of shit.
Since you want to get offensive, I can get offensive back to you. And said, I think you're a liar.
You're full of shit, sir.
That you probably checked him out.
You're full of shit.
We can go over this over and over again.
I don't want to.
But I'm telling you, I never checked a book out of your library, sir.
Oh, look, I just checked the computer, and it says you're a liar.
All right, man. You feel like playing, man. All right, you feel like playing. Play with somebody else. I never checked any books out of your library.
All right, I'll call the next person on the list.
All right.
You thief. Bring us our $72 and our books.
Find your books, use your camera, and call somebody else.
We don't have
to
cameras
see.
Here.
I don't have time to be playing games with
our cameras. All those cameras you see here, those are all fake. We don't have real cameras. Okay, he's gone. Next is Lacey Ann. She has skills such as cash handling, time management, excellent phone and customer service skills, multitasker and fast-paced. That's one of her skills. Management and training skills. Able to work as a team and individual skills, technology skills,
nunchuck skills, bow hunting skills, computer hacking skills.
Thanks, Napoleon. Let's see if Lacey Ann will answer.
Hello.
Hi, Lacey Ann?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy from the library.
What?
You know the public library?
Yeah.
You checked out some books. A couple months ago, and you need to bring those back. They're overdue.
Yeah, I did.
No, you never brought them back.
Yeah.
They did not. It's in our computer. It shows you still have four copies of 50 Shades of Grey checked out.
50 Shades of Grey?
Yeah, you checked out four copies of that. Why'd you need four of them? That's weird.
Is this a joke? Because I never took out anything from the library.
Well, you just told me a second ago you already brought them back, so why is your story changing? Is it because you're a liar?
Who the fuck is this?
This is Roy from the library.
You just said your name was William.
No, I said my name was Roy.
I can't. Dude, fuck off.
I have
and lose this number.
I have a recording of it. What the hell? William? Did I say William? I don't think I said William. And why'd she ask my name if she already knew it? So that's it. There were a few others. I couldn't get answers from them. I've actually been trying this list for a while now, for at least a couple weeks, but probably too early in the morning. Thank you very much, Matt, for submitting these numbers. Remember, everyone, if you're ever in your local library and you see one of the public computers that anyone can use, look in the My Documents folder, and you can dig up all kinds of stuff that you can use to steal people's identities with. And that's what life is all about, stealing identities. I have a list of numbers here sent in by a guy who calls himself Ninja. They are phone numbers for pesky American Idol fans who were seen ranting on the KRCR Fox News page about how they all missed out on the winner of this year's American Idol. I assume he means their Facebook page. And I forget where I heard about this, but I guess Fox News cut off the end of American Idol so that they could do their news program. And American Idol fans got really pissed off about this because they missed the very end. The grand finale of the entire series, because I guess this is the last year that it's going to be on. I was surprised to find out that American Idol is still on the air. I thought it was gone years ago. But apparently I just don't keep up with current events on my television. Ninja says to call these people and do what I do best. And he says he loves me, and he calls me Honey Baby. So, okay, Ninja, here goes. I'm going to see what happens with these.
Hello.
Hello, Loralee?
Yes.
Hi, this is Dave from Fox News at KRCR.
Yes.
And we saw that you had posted on our Facebook page about the American Idol.
I was upset we missed the end of American Idol.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, listen, you need to fuck off and leave our page alone. That's vandalism. It's slander, and we'll sue you if you keep that up.
I was just posting a comment on the Facebook page.
Well, no, that's illegal. You're slandering us.
Oh, I wasn't trying to.
Well, you were. You're also being kind of an asshole. It's just a TV show. Who cares?
Okay, now, see, I was just venting, and a lot of people looked at it, went on there, and was liking it. I wasn't trying to slander or anything.
Well, why don't you vent on your own page instead of ours?
I was like, wow, you guys made us miss the end of the thing. I wasn't trying to slander. I thought it was a Facebook page. I wasn't, like, going to the official web page.
Well, you are on our official web page. You big jerk. Maybe we'll just turn off your television service. We'll just take away your Fox. What do you think of that?
You know what? I did one time. I've been on there that way one time, and I posted one thing, and I haven't done anything before or since. You're the one that's being a jerk.
You're bad mouthing our service.
You're being rude to me. I didn't realize.
Well, you deserve
that. It was a big issue. Okay,
you deserve it, lady.
Now, you know what? Bite my ass.
What? Well, that took a while to get her to finally be mad at me.
Hello?
Hello, Kelly?
This is she.
Oh, hey, Kelly. This is Dave from Fox News.
Yeah, what happened to that American Idol?
Oh, well, that's what I was calling about. You can't post that shit on our webpage, or we'll sue you. Hello?
It's an open web page. Is you saying that I can't post that on there? Why?
Because it's slander, motherfucker. And if you do it again, we'll do something about it. How about that?
Hey, there's no reason to talk to me that way.
Well, there's no reason for you to be a bitch on our Facebook.
I didn't do it. I mean, a lot of people were on Facebook saying that it was what happened, but you don't have to be mean to me about it.
That doesn't make it right, just because everyone else does it. If everyone else killed the president, would you kill the president too?
On your website, you can't post on there.
Okay, yeah, there's not signs posted around town that say you can't shoot people, but you know you can't, you fucking idiot.
There's no need for you to talk to me this way.
Well, there's no reason for you to be like that on our Facebook.
It's unprofessional for you to talk to me this way.
Well, it's unprofessional for you to leave shit on our Facebook, you stupid hoe. And you better not do it again.
Wow.
I just keep getting hung up on. I don't think I'm getting through to these people at all.
Hello?
Hello, is this Mrs. Cheatham?
Yes, it is.
Is Brian around?
No. Brian doesn't live here.
Oh, okay. Well, he posted on...
I'll take a message and have him call you back.
Well, do you have his number? I could just call him.
No, I'd rather not give it out.
Okay.
So have him call you.
Okay. Well, listen, could you just tell him to stop being such a stupid motherfucker? This is Roy from Fox News. He's posting slanderous stuff on our Facebook.
Well, you don't need to talk to me in that kind of language.
I know, but Brian's being a stupid motherfucker.
You can't be much better than whatever he's doing.
What's that?
You can't be much better than whatever he's putting on there using that kind of language.
Well, he started it.
No, I won't tell him that.
I'm not doing it on his public Facebook.
Hello?
Hello, Janet?
Uh-huh.
Hey, this is Roy from Fox News.
Hi.
And we're doing a story on people that like to be fucking complainers on our fucking Facebook.
I didn't say that.
Oh, yes, you did.
No.
What was it?
That
was it Ken?
Me.
Was it Ken?
It probably was more my husband than me. I didn't.
That
I don't
motherfucker.
Do that. I don't cuss. I just asked what was going on the thing, but I didn't use profanity.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I find that hard to believe.
That it wasn't me?
Yeah. You kind of implied it in your posting. Who do you think you are slandering us on our Facebook?
I didn't say that.
Well, you're married.
You're slandering me. I didn't say that.
You're married to a slanderer.
I didn't tell him to do that. I can't control what he does.
Oh, yes, you can. You're his wife. Learn how to wife.
Learn how to wife.
Yeah. Yeah, you're a bad wife if you're letting your husband do stuff like that. She's gone.
Hello?
Hello, Roxy?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Roy from Fox News. And we saw your posts on our Facebook about American Idol, and I just wanted to apologize for that.
How about the Billboard Awards last night?
Oh yeah, I wanted to apologize for that too. But
that's
really, maybe
bad,
maybe
you guys.
What?
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, you know, it happens. Sorry. But, you know, maybe you should just stop watching so much fucking TV. Why don't you just go outside
or read
a book, maybe?
Yeah, well, fuck you, and I'll get your ass fired, you prick shit.
No, you won't. Wow. What? I just got whistled. I haven't been whistled since the 80s. That was amazing. Who keeps a whistle by their phone? So back in the 80s, I think, I don't know, maybe was it written in the front of the phone book, maybe how to deal with annoying phone calls? And the advice they gave to deal with annoying phone calls was to blow a whistle really loudly into the telephone. And that used to happen a lot in the 80s. You'd call somebody and mess with them, and they'd blow a whistle at you. Like, that would hurt you somehow, or I don't know, I just always thought it was hilarious. But I think that's the last time I ever heard that happen to me, is back in the 80s, until today. Thanks to Ninja for sending these numbers to me so I could get whistled at again. Achievement unlocked. Whistled at during a prank phone call.
Hello?
Hello, Linda?
Yes.
Hey, this is Roy from Fox News. Hi, Roy. Hi, we noticed that you posted on our Facebook page about the American Idol.
Right, this KRCR-TV, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, did you ever get to see the end of that? Did you maybe pirate it from the internet or something?
I did last night for the first time, actually. Not all of it, but I got to see where they announced it.
Oh, that's good. That's
good.
I was really concerned. Did you get it from a torrent site, maybe, or how'd you get that?
I don't even remember. Something came up on Facebook, I think, and I clicked on it, and I was able to watch it.
Oh,
and I didn't
so
pay
it wasn't
much attention.
It wasn't pirating.
I know if I Google it, I'm sure it's there because I know Ed wants to see it too.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
I'm over it. I'm over it now. I was mad that night, but I'm over it now.
Yeah. You're pretty fucking mean to us on Facebook.
I know, wasn't I?
Yeah.
You really pissed me off.
Yeah. You big jerk. Why don't you do something else with your time? Maybe go read a book.
Like, or the news isn't important.
Go outside.
So.
Yeah, the news is more important than a stupid show. I mean, how old is American Idol? It's like 50 years old now. How long has it been on TV?
No, this is its 15th year.
Oh.
And I think they're,
hopefully the last.
My husband and I have been doing for quite a few years. We don't watch much TV, but when we sit down, you know, American Idol is something that we watch. So
we enjoy it. Wow. Sounds like a horrible marriage.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to file a lawsuit for all the slander that you posted on our website.
There you go.
And also, you know, you were cursing. Cursing's illegal on the internet, as you
are
know.
I think you have me. I only said the word pissed off.
Yeah, that's cursing.
Okay.
That is a curse word. That's one of the 8 words that you cannot say on television. And you posted it on our Facebook, you stupid bitch.
Are you serious, sir?
Yes, I'm serious. You posted that on our Facebook.
I only said the word pissed. You just called me a bitch.
Well, it doesn't matter. We're on the phone. It's not like you're recording. I don't care.
You know what? There were so many angry people that posted on your Facebook page. I was shocked.
That does not make it right. And we're suing every single one of those people. We're getting their IP addresses from their ISP. We're going to have you served. Now I'm going to sue her for hanging up on me. Oh, now it's busy.
Hello?
Now I'm going to sue you for hanging up on me,
you stupid
hoe.
Knock it off. What is your name again?
My name is Roy from Fox News.
Say your first and last name again.
No, I never said my last name. My first name is Roy.
Well, I'd like your... Roy.
Yeah.
You stop. You need to stop harassing me.
I'm not harassing you. You're the one posting shit on our Facebook, you dumb hoe. I only called her twice. That's not harassment.
Hello?
Hi, is Joni there?
She's not here. Can I ask who's take a message?
Oh, sure. Well, this is Roy from Fox News, from KRCR.
Okay.
And we're doing a story about stupid hoes that like to complain on our Facebook page just because they missed a tiny bit of a TV show. Do you know when she'll be in?
You're doing a story on what?
On stupid hoes that like to complain on our Facebook just because they missed part of a television show.
Oh, what? This is for Fox News?
Yeah, yeah. She was complaining about American Idol. Like, doesn't your wife have anything better to do than to just watch television? Is that just the center of her life, watching television shows?
Well, what's the center of your life?
Well, I have a job. I have a wife. I have a wife and children. I have a very good life. I'm very active in the church. I don't go around just watching television and then freak out on someone's Facebook because part of the show is missing.
I think you maybe got her mixed with somebody else.
Oh, no. Does she watch American Idol?
No.
Yeah, she does. Don't lie. You don't have to lie for your wife.
I'm not lying.
Oh, you're a liar.
And how dare you have the audacity to call me on this? I think you have some better things to do with your life and time, don't you?
Well, no, we're doing a story. This is my job. We're doing a story about people who just complain a bunch on Facebook.
And you're out of control.
Your wife seemed like
a
perfect
again.
Person to interview about this.
Do not call this number again.
Why not? When's she going to be home? Can I have her number?
No, you cannot.
We'll
this is ridiculous.
We will hire investigators to get her number so we can interview her. How dare I? I know it was her. Her name is spelled weird. He didn't get the wrong number. There's not two people with that spelling of that name. There's no way. Only one person on Earth can have their name spelled like that. That was the last number on the list, though. So thank you very much, Ninja, for sending these in. I know that one lady said that there was another show that was out the night before, or last night, I mean, which was Sunday night. And last night, Carlito was doing a show, and he was kind of doing the same thing. He was getting Twitter complainers who were complaining about whatever that television show was that it was on last night that was really important, and it got cut off on the end or something like that. I don't know what happened, but there were some funny calls that came out of that last night on Carlito's show. Also on Carlito's show last night, he got someone to flip all the switches, I think in an area that was having problems with biker gang fights or something like that. Got them to shut off all of their power. It's pretty awesome. Everyone should go find the Madhouse Live show for May 17th, 2015. And listen to Carlito have people flip switches and talk to people that complain about their television shows. Oh, and speaking of shows on the PCN network, Friday night, G-Ad did his show, The Art of Phone Larking, and it was pretty awesome. He was doing graduating class prank calls where he convinced people that they would be speaking to a graduating class over the telephone, and they had to give inspirational speeches. But also they had to pretend to be a certain celebrity. And it worked out really well. It was a lot of fun. But the problem is that he didn't record his show. And nobody recorded the show. The show was just completely lost forever. So if you happen to be listening on Friday night, and you happen to be recording his show, and you have a recording, G-Ad says he will pay $500 to whoever gives him that recording of that show. No, I'm kidding. There's no reward. But it would be really nice if someone did record it for him, because otherwise it's just going to be lost forever. And that sucks, because it was a good show. I know Tabachi used to record all of the shows, and he even saved me once when I did the same thing. I forgot to record my show, but Tabachi saved the day and gave me a recording of my show. So please contact me or G-Ad if you have a recording of the show. Maybe the feds have a recording of the show. We could do a Freedom of Information Act request to get a recording of it. G-Ad, you should try that.
A while ago, you did some funny prank where you called up people and said the aliens had invaded Earth. But you just did them for like 5 minutes. And I think you should do some of those again, because I think they had good potential. Okay, thanks. Bye.
I agree. I need to do more alien invasion calls. Those could be a lot of fun. I will write that down in my official idea notebook, right next to the Gloria idea, where I call people and tell them I'm changing their number because Carrot Top wants it.
Hey, Brad, Dr. Astronaut. I was thinking about your problem with the sponsors, and since I'm a doctor and an astronaut, I came up with the best solution, so get ready.
I'm
the
ready.
The first thing is to take care of all your backlogged shows.
I hate this idea.
All the backlogged people waiting to be sponsors or whatever. Don't do more shows. Just cut up your regular shows. So when you're going in and you're editing, just make every call you end up with a show. And just do a little intro, play the song, say this is sponsored by so-and-so, and then boom, you're done.
What, like cut up on the podcast feed? Have like six shows instead of one? That sounds kind of annoying, if that's what you mean. Maybe I misunderstand.
However many dollars... or even cents is better, For every cent that's donated, you write down their name on a piece of paper. So if I donated 5 cents, it's my name 5 times, and then you put it into a hat. So you're going to need a pretty big hat if you're going to do pennies or buy the penny. And you just draw. And the more people donate, the more chances they have of winning.
Winning so, what?
What? Maybe someone can donate a big hat. I don't know, sombrero or something.
Or I could use my 20-sided die.
All right. There you go. Problem solved. Bye.
Thanks, Dr. Astronaut, for solving my problem. I'll definitely do that from now on. Best ideas ever. Now I see why you're a doctor and an astronaut.
Hi, Brad. It's Dan from Florida. Mm-hmm. I've been listening to you for about a year, and I thought that since...
8 years or a year? I was woohooing over your... Never mind. Just
the presidential campaign was going to start up soon. You could start calling people, maybe, and trying to spread vicious rumors, like Hillary Clinton approves the use of fetus cells in food or school cafeteria lunches to strengthen children or
that's
something
true.
Ridiculous.
That's true. That's not
I
ridiculous.
I don't really know a lot more than that. Maybe that she requires all women under 30 and over 40 to get mandatory abortions with every pregnancy.
Yes.
Just something stupid.
Abortions are always hilarious.
Because people are really gullible when it's about, you know, presidential campaign people that they don't like. But whatever. I don't really know a lot of the other details that you could do, and I haven't worked that a lot yet, but you can deal with that since you're the idea man. So thanks. Keep up the good work.
I'm not the idea man. I steal ideas from you people. I haven't had an original idea in years now. Oh, here's a group of Corbin calls. I'm going to delete the long ones, and I'm going to play this one that's not short, but shorter.
Dear Brad, it's Corbin guy, and just to let you know, I learned something new today.
Yay!
It's pretty fucking cool. It's, you know the term turtling? When your sphincter is crowning?
I should have played one of the long ones.
Poking out, but not coming out, you know?
I've heard this.
That bastard, Austin Powers, that whole expression. Well, a friend of mine told me a new term for turtling, and it's called prairie dogging.
Ugh,
yay!
That's so
if you're prairie dogging on a long drive,
you're so behind on the times with your poop knowledge.
On your way to some convention, you better
stop. Or on your way to the Barbie Museum, perhaps.
Stop at the local
Nazi Barbie Museum.
Gas station restroom. And deal with the grease stains. Okay, bye.
Actually, the only time I've ever heard the term prairie dogging is from the movie Rat Race, where the girl is prairie dogging on the way to the Barbie Museum. Or, I guess, not on the way to the Nazi Barbie Museum, but that's where they have to stop to go poop. Wait, no, I've got that wrong. He didn't stop. She had to poop out the window. Never mind, it doesn't matter.
Hey, Roy. It's Horsey Cactus.
Hi.
I've been noticing that you do a hell of a lot more shows than Carlito, and you edit the hell out of them. You take your time. I applaud you on that.
Yay, me.
Just wish you were as good as Carlito.
Hey.
I'm sorry.
You dick.
Even without the editing, you still got better calls than you.
Fuck.
But you do put out more shows and edit out a lot more of the ringing, and you have less Matt Hillock in your show. Oh, shit.
Can't go wrong with less Matt Hillock.
I think my message has gone over 30 seconds.
Yep, 41, 42, 43,
you're not gonna play it now,
44.
Because you are...
All right, yeah, it's over. Bye. Thanks for reminding me. Hopefully you didn't say anything really profound at the end, like that I suck compared to Dwight and G-Ad and JAG TV put together.
Hi, Brad. It's Steve again. I'm just calling because I was really hoping that you and I could talk and maybe you could play my voicemails on your show. But you never do, Brad.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I always delete yours. Here, I'll just delete this. Sorry, everyone. That was a mistake. Didn't mean to play that. I have 61 voicemails waiting to be played. I should just do that for the rest of the show. I think 50 of them are Corbin, though.
Hello, Brad. I love your answering machine, by the way. I just discovered you guys on here on the internet, and I just wanted to say keep up the good work, and
yay.
You're just fucking awesome, man. Keep it up.
Somebody doesn't think I suck compared to Carlito. That's so great. Thank you for that.
Me Zagata.
I am aware that my attempts to bring the PLA to its inevitable end have been, well, less than successful.
Wow, this voicemail, the quality sounds just amazing compared to all these other Google Voice messages. That's weird.
Be that as it may, I shall now use your own social engineering methods to gain access to a very important online account of yours. Can you guess which one?
AOL?
Hello, and thank you for calling Rockstar Game Support.
Oh,
your
shit.
Home for playing Grand Theft Auto V Online. This is Austin. How can I help
this
you?
This isn't good.
Hello, I would like to terminate my crew on Grand Theft Auto V account.
Yes, sir, I can assist you with that. Can I have your crew's account number, please?
I don't have it readily available.
That's okay, sir. Can I have your name?
Yes, it is Brad Cutter.
Okay, that's Brad, spelled B-R-A-D.
Yes.
And Kata, spelled K-A-T-A?
No, 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 Kata, Kata, C-A-R-T-E-R.
My apologies, Mr.
This is over the 1 minute limit. I'm going to have to stop playing this, I think.
I am so sorry. Please hold.
That sounds real.
Let me look you up here. Okay, I'm seeing many Brad Carters in our system.
It is a common name.
Can you give me your city and state of residence, please?
Yes, it is Albany, Oregon.
I live in Roy, New Mexico, you dummy.
Falls. Oh, let's see. Albany, Oregon.
Yes.
Brad Carter. Yes, sir, I found an account that matches that profile. I'll just need you to answer the security question that we have on file for you.
Oh, okay. That's great. Yes.
Okay, great. The security question is...
Is this the end of the PLA GTA crew? Does Incognito know the answer to the security question? Will Brad ever release a new Telephone Falls? Tune in next time to find out.
Great. Serial voicemails, just what I need. Thanks, Incognito. And just so you all know, the PLA crew on Rockstar Grand Theft Auto is still up, but that could change soon. I think it's not looking good for us here at the PLA. If you want to join the crew for Grand Theft Auto until it's taken down by Incognito and his gang, you can join it by going to phonelosers.com and looking in the right sidebar. There's a thing there that you click on with a pink car, and the crew name is called PLA Radio, because PLA Radio is something that still exists today, of course, so why not name your crew PLA Radio? I'm going to play a weird thing that I was emailed a few months ago, and I don't know how to describe this, but I'll read the email. It says, "My name is Nappy Head Scribble, head of security here at the corporate office. We've received footage anonymously of some rather embarrassing events. You have exposed the sacredness of the corporate office by breaking the number one rule of pretend corporate offices: don't prank the FBI. Your prank calling days are numbered, and we are deeply disappointed in your recent conduct." This sounds like something that Incognito would write to me. "We have submitted the following video to the authorities as evidence to justify your incarceration at the Chili Pepper Correctional Facility. At this juncture, it has been decided that it's best to part ways. We will exercise absolute deniability of association with you and your blasphemous corporate office ways." And attached is a link to a YouTube video, which I will put in the show notes, because this is an animated cartoon. It's 5 minutes long. I'm probably going to play the entire thing. It's very weird. Maybe you should go into the show notes right now on phonelosers.com and just click the video instead of listening to the audio of it, because the video is kind of the more important part, I think, or sort of. It's half of it at least. Anyway, here it goes. I'm going to play it. This is the intro.
Hello. Welcome to, Cactus Pizza, home of, like, the bestest tasting pizza, of in the desert and stuff.
Hi, I need a large pepperoni pizza for me and my children, and some cactus breadsticks, please.
Okay, I'll, get the pizza on the grill, or in the oven thing. It should only be, like, 10 or 40 minutes or something like that before it's ready.
That will be fine. I'll go ahead and check in on your app and leave a good review.
Oh, a Yelp check-in at Cactus Pizza. It's time to call some customers from the pretend corporate office.
Hello, Cactus Pizza?
Hello, yeah. I need to speak with the customer in there right now for the weekly survey for a free pizza.
Okay, what's the name?
His name is Macaboo Nuckus. He looks like a real dirty hairy toe.
By the way, man, who is this?
This is Greg Jabel from the corporate office of the pizza, you big stupid. Get him on the phone or you're fired.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'll see if he's here.
Hurry the frick up.
Is there a Magaboo Nookus in here?
Yes, that is me. Who is it?
It's like the corporate office of the pizza. They wanted you to do a survey for some, like, free stuff.
Okay, great. Hello, this is Magaboo. Hi, this is Greg Jabel from the pizza corporate office. I just want to do a quick customer survey. I'm happy to help out. Okay, first question. On a scale of 1 to 10, how hairy are your mama's sweaty feet? Excuse me? Stop giving me attitude. What? I just said hello and you asked me a ridiculous question. Hey, don't you get smart with me. I'm from the corporate office. I don't care where you are from. Why are you treating your customers like this? Stop yelling at me. I don't have to answer your dumb questions. I'm not yelling. Gosh, seriously, man, you're hurting my ears. Turn down the volume, you old grandpa. Okay, buddy, what's going on here? What do you want? Are those your kids talking in the background? Yes. Wait, that's none of your business. Who are you? Tell them to shut the frick up. Adults are speaking. Who do you think you are, buddy? You're messing with the wrong person. Oh, really? Who exactly am I messing with? I'm from the corporate office of the pizza, and we don't serve bad customers. I want you out of our store. Get your greasy pizza and go, you hobo. I want to talk to your manager now. No. What do you mean, no? He's super busy with the pizza business and paperwork and stuff like that. Look, I don't have to hear you complain or listen to any of your bullcrap. That's it. You're in a world of trouble, mister. I'm leaving this store now to find you. Good, we don't need you deadbeats in our store eating our pizza. And you'll never find me. Oh, wait, let me guess. Are you the FBI? Oh, boy, you are going to regret this. Okay, yeah, right, whatever. Anyway, don't forget to ring the bell on the way out. Bye. I'm gonna find you, you little punk. Searching, searching, searching. Boom! Got ya. Agent Popo, call up the police in Roy, New Mexico, and send them on over to 123 Cactus Lane. We have found the infamous pizza pranker. Yes, sir, I am on it. One more thing, Agent Popo. Show him no mercy.
Hello, boys. We're going in hard. Make sure you are armed and ready for anything. We're dealing with a real psycho who thinks he's from corporate offices. Let's take him down.
Open up, RBCP! This is the police! Surrender now or we'll come in guns a-blazing!
Balls!
Hello, honey cakes. I'm your new cellmate, Lumbud Pipes. I'm pleased to make your acquaintance. Don't you worry, boy. I'll run this place, and I'm gonna take very, very good care of you. Oh, stop. You're gonna make me cry, too. I'm just as happy as you are. I have a feeling we're gonna be best friends.
All right, that was it. Hopefully you guys watched along on YouTube as I played that, so you could see the animation and the artwork and all that stuff. This is by a YouTube channel called Nappy Head Scribble, and there is a link to it in the show notes. Everyone should go there and look at the rest of their videos.
Yeah.
I think that's going to conclude our broadcast day. I don't think I can really top Nappy Head Scribble. So the show's over. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thank you, Tony in Arizona, for sponsoring the show, which, once again, was the best show of 2015, so I hope you really enjoyed it. Visit the PLA on Facebook at facebook.com/phonelosers. Oh, that reminds me, I have been deleting everyone from my personal Facebook because I had 1,400 friends and I don't know any of them, and it's cluttering up my feed and it's driving me crazy, so I've just been deleting people. And if I deleted you from Facebook, please don't take it personally. I posted on Facebook explaining not to take this personally. You can still follow me on my personal Facebook. I just can't handle having that many friends. It's just not natural, you know. So if you want to keep up with the PLA on Facebook, there is the Facebook page at facebook.com/phonelosers. And there's also a PLA group on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/goawayPLA. Those are both good places to talk to me on Facebook, where I don't have to look at your boring posts when I look at my feed. There's also twitter.com/phonelosers and phonelosers.com. And you can support the show by going to patreon.com/phonelosers and phonelosers.com/cactus. Although right now is a really terrible time to support the show, because today was the best show of the year. The rest of the year is just going to be crap compared to today. So don't bother on that last part. It's not even worth it at this point. Maybe wait until 2016.
Welcome to my paradox. Eternally there, it's not on point like the horns on a triceratops. On point like some pointy things. And if this album flops, you're gonna see me work at Burger King. Do you want some fries? Or would you rather have a super magical surprise? Whoa! Oh, a shooting star. Let's make a wish. I wish you would jiggle your boobs more. I wish I was a little bit shorter. Mmm, Taco Bell, run for the border. I wish to save the whales. I wish that the notes went up and down a scale. I wish that I had more wishes. I wish more girls were more promiscuous. I wish for world peace. Whoop whoop, that's the sound of the police. I'm a radical dude. Pizza, that's my favorite food. Let's make some wishes. Mmm, Lucky Charms, they're magically delicious. But my wish for today? I wish that Michael Bolton would sing on my birthday. Watch me do a backflip! Watch me do a robot dance! My rap flows are cool! Tell everybody there's a party at the pool! I'll invite my friends! Like Larry, Sally, Bob, and Steven. We'll wish for cool stuff. Wishes turn real if you wish hard enough. I wish we could party on my balcony. I wish death upon my enemies. Yeah. Let's step outside and take a look at the beautiful night sky. Oh, a shooting star. I wish to be the very, very best rapper.
Your wish is granted.
Through the mist, a creature vanished. And disappeared. And then everybody cheered.
I just got whistled.